Welcome, my friends. Today and for our next couple of episodes, we're going to talk about how I use a particular method initially when I'm organizing reading the Bible. And that's today. And then when I was really beginning to study the Bible, I had that method then as well. So if you're a longtime Bible reader, I offer it to you as an idea to incorporate. And especially if you're a young person or a young devotee to the Bible, I offer it to you in a particular way because you'll have a nice handy way of organizing your reading as you progress. I like to think of this particular method somewhat like studying anatomy, studying the human body. As I approached the subject when I was teaching it, I started with the skeleton, then we went to the organs, then studied muscles and connecting tissue, the skin, and then our hair. Very organized. I propose that this method that I will share with you is like studying the skeleton part. It's by no means the entire studying of the body is much more than the skeleton, but however, the skeleton is what holds the body together. So the Bible itself is made up of many books. It's very much like a library that we go into, and we know that the library has different authors and different types of books or genres. And so it's common when one starts reading sacred scripture to kind of lose your way, because not all the books are going to flow in the order presented. And you know, if you start from Genesis and you end with Revelation and go all the way through, the storyline doesn't unfold like a typical story that we would encounter, like the Chronicles of Narnia or something. And alternatively, it's sometimes hard to know where these other books that don't fit within the narrative, the storytelling, really fits. And I'm thinking of perhaps Psalms or perhaps the prophets, because Israel will split, we'll have the divided kingdom, and some north and south, and sometimes prophets will go up north and speak to the tribes in the northern kingdom, and sometimes they go down to the south. And so there's a number of places, which is real common, to kind of get a little lost. Another question some might have is, what age range is this method appropriate for? My opinion is that it is appropriate for anyone who is old enough to have received a Bible and can start to read and understand the stories. Especially, I think it's particularly gravitating towards our younger children, because they remember stories, they love stories, and it fits well with their minds. I remember maybe about 30 years ago taking one of my children, a daughter, to Georgetown to hear Jeff Cavins, who devised this method, and Tim Gray, who was the theologian at the time, to give theological insights into the various aspects of scripture that Jeff Cavins was covering. And she took to it so well that she will go on throughout these next 30 years to teach on scripture, to be a tremendous proponent for our Lord and Savior. And she's doing that with her own children, as I did. I want to show you, because we're talking about ancient history, a chart. So Ted and I took this many, many, many years ago. And this is my husband's handwriting and his filling in. and we had it laminated, and it was really the cat's meow. That's not too old of a saying amongst those who did it. And believe it or not, I still, partly because it's my husband who's hand, but also because it's just so clean and crisp. I mean, this is the new chart that we're going to be taking a look at some point. And this is the slick and new method, new one. And so it kind of depends on what kind of information I'm looking for as to do I go for TEDs or do I go for the brand new one, the most recent one. So it, you know, it depends on what I need at the time. So, is this myth? You know what? That's kind of our introduction. Let's stop there, my friends. And then in the next one, let's just get to the method. Till then, fides erratio. Thank you.